We're going to get ready for Monday Munches with our beautiful queen out of Texas. Her name is Nadia. So she's coming with her Monday's Munchie. So, oh my goodness. Wow, that was good. All right. Good afternoon and welcome.
Hey, Bunchie for Positive Radio.
Absolutely.
And it's a gooder.
It's a gooder. I am excited. Yes. I am excited to hear it. So without further ado, I'm going to turn over this portion to the one and only Nadia, Minister Nadia out of Texas. Go ahead, Nadia.
Amen. Thank you so much, Auntie Donna, and royal greetings from the Kingdom Courts of Texas. Amen. To you and Uncle Carl and Positive Radio, a pleasant good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to wherever you are tuned in around the world. Amen. I have a Monday Munchie for you all, and I want to ask you, Auntie Donna, do you remember The Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it was my favorite childhood film. And I remember one morning while I was enjoying a poppy seed bagel, the Holy Spirit, you know, he began to speak to me as I had looked down on at the fallen poppy seeds on my napkin, because I love the poppy seed bagels, right?
Yeah.
And so what I'm about to share with you are the thoughts that dawned on that day or that morning, and as I began to scribe, okay?
Yes.
And there was this one scene in the film where Dorothy was making her way to see the glorious wizard, you know, with the fantastic trio. Remember the Cowardly Lion, the Tin Man, mm-hmm. and my most favorite character of all, the Scarecrow. And they had come across a grand field that was inundated with these poppy flowers, mm-hmm. right? But after being warned to never leave the path, right? From afar off, she can see the Emerald City. And you can just imagine what an Emerald City must look like, right? Because the Bible describes to us and you know, what an Emerald City looks like, or, you know, the city of God looks like in the book of Revelation, right? Mm-hmm. And so Dorothy becomes excited and she gallops away from the yellow brick road and she plummets through the fields where the flowers have now carpeted, you know, the ground beneath her feet. And before long, the beauty around her, it begins to fade as her eyes grow heavy and sleepy. And then before she realizes, you know, what has really happened, she's out like a light bulb. As glorious and pleasant to the eyes and soothing to the smell, because the poppy seeds must have smelled wonderful. Mm-hmm. The poppy field was a poisonous habitat, where one would first fall asleep, right? Mm-hmm. But then sleep on and on and on, never to wake up, eventually to die. Mm-hmm. Now, poor Dorothy, you know, little did she know that the Wicked Witch of the West had already premeditated plans to capture her in this place, right? Mm-hmm. But thanks to some faithful friends, you know, I could shout right here for some faithful friends. Some determined friends, glory to God.
Oh,
and
their cry,
because remember, she's knocked out. Mm-hmm. So you got the Tin Man, he's made out of tin, so he's not human. And then you have the Cowardly Lion, he's an animal. And you have, well, I think he actually did fall asleep, but they all fell asleep. But you have the Scarecrow. They cry out, you know, for help. And the cry reaches Glinda's ears. And I'm going somewhere with this story. They reach Glinda's ears, the good witch mm-hmm. of the north. And so she releases snow to cleanse the toxic air, right? Mm-hmm. And so when she does that, Dorothy awakens out of slumber. And they all escape the deadly poppy field. Now let's learn and discern, because in this little scene, there is a life application. Beware of sojourning through plains that are beautifully pleasant to the eyes, but meant to keep you distracted, spiritually dormant, and away from your purpose. Stay on the golden path of God's word that leads to life everlasting. Don't let your brain, your courage, and your heart fall prey to the deadly poppy fields of illusion, where the dangers of complacency and apathy lie. Strive to finish your race, glory to God.
My God.
Complete your kingdom assignment. Follow the road code of God's path and it will lead you safely home. Father, I thank you for your word. Your word is life to us. Your word is like a soothing ointment that flows from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet. Let the water of your word cleanse us. Let it restore our sight. Give us wisdom and discretion to continue to walk in the path of righteousness, because your way is a narrow way. It is a tight way, but is a right way. And so we thank you that your words to this day have fallen on good ground, and it will bear much fruit. In Yeshua's name, amen and amen. Shalom, my sister. Shalom.
God bless you. Wow, that was a nice and short. But you know something, Nadia? You touched on something that has been just bothering me all weekend, and you mentioned it. Faithful friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about this today, and I think the fact that you mentioned it, I'm going to be talking about the kind of friendship, the what a friend mean to you. And let me ask you before you go, what does the word friend mean to you? What does that look like, and what does that smell like? Because there are so many different kind of friends, and I'm hoping, you know, that we start to classify, you know, this word friend and stop being deceived by it. So Minister Nadia, what does a friend is?
Okay. All right. Well, to me, a friend is someone who shares a mutual bond, a mutual affection with another person. And when I think of friend, I think of Jonathan and David.
Hey, Jesus. Okay? Yes.
Jonathan and David. Mm-hmm. Because think about this. Jonathan was the son of a king.
Yes.
Who was supposed to be inheriting. Remember, after his father will come the son, right? So he's going to supposed to inherit this kingdom. Mm-hmm. Naturally, as a father leaves his inheritance to the children, right?
Yes.
But he was not interested in that. He knew David was anointed to be king. And Jonathan was a friend to David, because when the father sought to kill David because he envied jealous, he was full of jealousy and rage against David. Jonathan helped him escape his father's wrath. So a friend will protect you. A friend protects and covers you.
My God.
They don't throw you under the bus. Even if they go into an argument, they don't go and throw you under the bus.
My God.
They still protect. And you know what? Even Boaz, he protected Ruth's reputation.
Yes.
Because she had stayed the night. And so he gave her a whole bunch of stuff, like if she had been gleaning and working all night. Mm-hmm. So it didn't look like, you know, so people wouldn't think something had happened, because nothing did happen.
My God.
So he protected her reputation. So there's a friend that sticks it closer than a brother. And if we are imitators of God, right, then we should imitate what friendship is. Because friendship flows, it stems from the garden of God's kingdom. It protects, it serves, it gives. It goes that extra mile without not wanting anything in return. Doesn't backstab, doesn't talk about you, doesn't tear you down, it builds.
Defend you and, behind your back.
Right. Remember those four friends that took the man who couldn't walk? They carried the man up to a rooftop.
Yes.
And you know what the strength they had to have had to carry him up, because they couldn't get through because of the crowd?
Yes.
These men could not really heal. They couldn't heal him, but they said, we're going to take you to someone who we know can. They took him to the problem solver. You need friends that are going to take you to help you solve the problem. Mm-hmm. Someone who's going to break through. and carry some weight to get you where you need to be. That's what a friend is, my dear.
My God, to you. My God. Thank you very much.
I love you, girl.
I love you, too. God bless you, my sister. God bless you.
Shalom. Shalom.
My God. My God. You see, she said, Faith Martin out of St. Vincent says, I learned something new. I love it. And, you know, within the last 4 years, and I'll share my testimony, because my testimony, God would not allow me to endure some things if he didn't want me to come on these platforms and teach them. He allowed me to experience a whole lot of things as it regards friendship. And what I have learned is that I was handling and dealing with this friend thing wrong all along. I was being a good friend to others by being almost everything that Nadia just says. I was loyal. I would defend the friend behind their back, and you know, and I have learned that you can be a good friend to someone. You can be a good friend, Sister Olive, to somebody, but they don't necessarily have the same intention towards you.